All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, a lot to get to from the weekend that was in basketball, and for that, we bring you overly aggressive music and some amazing drops of Johnny Mose. It's David's Roundup. Oh, my God! Yeah. You didn't go with the I'm walking down the street to hurt you music. All right.
No, because we only have one more weekend of this. We must hear this as much as possible.
Yes. What do you have?
Okay, so the Auburn Tigers are in the... What happened?
He took it away from us.
Oh,
and it's back.
Sully!
All right, Six more inches.
The Auburn Tigers are in the Final Four for the first time. They beat North Carolina, beat Kentucky, after losing to Kentucky twice in SEC play. Are they really this good? Or are they just playing over their heads, maybe because of the injury to Okike?
No, I mean, listen, they've played really well in this tournament, and their style is very difficult. They're not afraid to run. They'll run with anybody, including North Carolina. And then they got into a knockdown, drag-out, slow-it-down game against Kentucky, and they thrived. Bryce Brown and Harper, they have really good guard play, but look, A, all my personal feelings aside for what a dirtbag Bruce Pearl is, yes, they're a very good team. But I think the natural come down will be Saturday night when they realize their best guy, whose name I can't pronounce, Koopy Papa or whatever the hell it is.
Chuma Okiki.
Yeah, what he said. When he ain't there, they're going to realize it. 24-hour turnaround, emotion, you can stay afloat. A week later, nah, I don't think so.
Texas Tech is in the Final Four. But that's wonderful for them. But what happened to Gonzaga? What happened to them? They were supposed to be there.
I'll tell you what happened to them. David, maybe I'm oversimplifying. Their guard play is terrible.
Mm.
And it's something you just really had learned. I mean, Killian Tilly, we all know about, and Rui Hachimura, they're fabulous. But their guard play is terrible. And Texas Tech is going to take away your bigs. They're going to take away the points in the paint. They're going to take away your ability to get those buckets. And when it came down to it, Gonzaga's weakness got exposed. Their guard play's just not up to snuff. Again, that's another team that, to me, peaked in December.
Mm-hmm.
That's the talk radio, idiots.
Tom, that's not nice.
So I just want your thoughts on this, just overall for this game, because it was amazing to me. Purdue, Virginia. Carson Edwards, 42 points in the loss. Kyle Guy, an Indianapolis kid, 25 points. Ty Jerome, 24 points. They were going back and forth with each other. Here's your thoughts on that game overall.
Oh, it was absolutely incredible. Honestly, I mean, David, Carson Edwards all year, he will either shoot you into a game or shoot you out of a game. I thought the kid did everything in his power. Now, look, Purdue to me, you could say they were lucky with the foul call against Tennessee to get them where they needed to go. But, look, that, come on. You can't ask any more of him. You can't ask any more of Purdue. Should they have won the game? I kind of think yes, but my heart does not bleed for them. They're a pain in my ass as a State fan, so next. But Carson Edwards he broke Steph Curry's record as guys who have basically scored a zillion points in a 3 or 4 game stretch. It's remarkable.
Well, let's stay right there because I was going to Carson Edwards next. 34.8 points per game.
Crazy.
Tied for 9th most in tournament history. And he got the most outstanding player of the South Regional. First player to get that in a losing effort since Steph Curry. Just rank his performance overall in the tournament.
It's one of the great tournament performances I've ever seen. Now, look, I understand what he is. He is a scorer. But I'm not going to devalue that because he also doesn't, get 18 triple-doubles or anything like that. I mean, this kid, he's for real. And if you're a Big Ten fan, you knew all about him. But he took his game to the next level in this tournament. It's one of the great performances I've ever seen.
Ha ha! So Virginia's in the Final Four for the first time since 1984. And when I heard that, I couldn't believe it. Like, 84? Seriously? They're Virginia.
Yeah.
But Tony Bennett making it now makes he and his father just the second father-son duo since the Thompsons to coach teams in a Final Four. But where does this really put him in the coaching pecking order?
I don't love Tony Bennett. I'm not going to lie to you. He needs to do a lot more before I sit there and go, okay, we're all good. He's got a lot of blood on his hands for some early exits. Now, this is a point of arrival. I think now we begin to take Tony Bennett seriously. Now we can take Virginia seriously. You've made a Final Four. I think there's a very good shot they're playing for a national title on Monday night. If they lose this game to Auburn, I almost view that as another black mark. You cannot lose to an Auburn team without their best player. Can't do it.
What a shot!
He hit it!
Are you serious?
So we all know by now Michigan State beat Duke.
You're kidding me.
But a question here. Was this a coaching failure this year for Coach K?
It's probably unfair, but I say yes. I mean, think about it. He started the season with the top three picks in the NBA draft. And one of them turned out to be a generational talent in Zion. Now, here's the problem. Look at the end of the game against State. How do you not draw a play up for Zion? How is RJ Barrett taking that shot? That's coaching. It really is. So, as unfair as it sounds, if you're Coach K, you get the top three players in America, and you don't make the Final Four, it's a bad job. It's a bad job.
Nuggets! Double order!
Now, how upset with just the Duke loss and not UNC going, you know, not the top teams really going, how upset is CBS with this Final Four?
Oh, I think there's heavy drinking. I think there's hard drug use. I think there's absolute panic in the production trucks. I think they're freaking out about ad sales. Oh, it's a nightmare. Texas Tech has no fan base. Auburn's fans only care about football. And Virginia, okay, maybe. MSU's the only borderline blue blood that is in this deal. They lost out on North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke plus Zion bonus plan. Oh, this is a five-alarm blaze in TV money land.
Slam jam bang!
All right, I'm interested in what you think about this. Is Cassius Winston better than Mateen Cleave?
Yes, 100%.
And why?
Well, A, he's a better basketball player. And B, I think if you're going to rate Mateen Cleave, we're romanticizing it a little bit. Look, he won the championship, all right? That group was amazingly special. But you're asking me, is Cassius Winston a better player than Mateen? Head and shoulders. It's not even close. Mateen Cleave was out there playing laser tag with the front of the rim. He was gritty, he was gutty, but he was a pretty terrible offensive player. But he was an unbelievable leader. Well, Cassius has a quiet toughness about him. And he's a leader of a different kind. But he's their best offensive player. He's the best point guard in America. You can give him the ball late. He can create his own shot. He could just do things Mateen really couldn't do. He's a better player, yes. That damn sound effect.
I love that sound effect. And final question here, just because I've seen this circulating. Is Zion Williamson the best Duke player ever? A lot of people have been debating that all weekend.
For me, yeah.
Over Grant Hill?
Yeah.
Over Christian Laettner?
Oh, God, yeah.
Jay Williams.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm basing it on NBA future. I mean, look, no offense to any Duke player, all right? But Elton Brand did not look like that. Corey Maggette did not look like that. You want to say Grant Hill, that's fine. Grant became a better pro than a college player. But this, what I watched on that court, I ain't never seen something like that. This dude is jumping over people for rebounds. This guy is able to block shots from 15 feet in the air. Post-ups, please, you can't keep them from the rim. Not most accomplished Duke player.
Right.
Is that the best physical athlete, player, whatever you want to call it, that I've seen play at Duke? Yeah, 100%. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.